In September, Horowitz found that Bureau investigators had allowed employees with dubious polygraph results to keep their top-secret clearances for months or even years, posing potential risks to U.S. national security. In one instance, an FBI IT specialist with top secret security clearance, failed four polygraph tests and admitted to having created a fictitious Facebook account to communicate with a foreign national, but received no disciplinary action for that. In late 2016, Horowitz found that the FBI was getting information it shouldn't have had access to when it used controversial parts of the Patriot Act to obtain business records in terrorism and counterintelligence cases. Just as troubling are recent FBI missteps not yet under the IG's microscope. At 2:31 p.m. on January 5th, the FBI's round-the-clock tip center in West Virginia received a chilling phone call. The caller gave her name and said she was close to the family of an 18-year-old in Parkland, Florida, named Nicholas Cruz. Over 13 minutes, she said Cruz had posted photos of rifles he owned and animals he mutilated, and that he wanted to kill people. She listed his Instagram accounts and suggested the FBI check for itself, saying she was worried about the thought of his getting into a school and just shooting the place up, according to a transcript of the call. The FBI specialist checked Cruz's name against a database and found that another tipster had reported 3.5 months earlier that a Nicholas Cruz posted a comment on his YouTube channel saying, "I'm going to be a professional school shooter." But neither tip was passed on to the FBI field agents in Miami or local officials in Parkland. After Cruz allegedly killed 17 people with an AR-15 rifle at his old school just 6 weeks later, the Bureau admitted that it had dropped the ball and ordered a full review. "You look at this and say, you've got to be kidding me," says Anderson, the former FBI official. The Parkland shooting was only the latest in a string of devastating misses after Omar Mateen shot and killed 49 people at the nightclub Pulse in Orlando in June 2016. The FBI said it had investigated him twice before on terrorism suspicions, but shut the inquiries for lack of evidence.